Hey guys, it's Lena and Lauren. Welcome to episode 6, I believe, of Spoodcast. Today we were going to, talk about enclosures because Lauren is enclosure queen, as you may or may not know. That's hypothetical. How was your weekend first?
Oh my gosh. We have so much snow here. It, a few days have been just chaotic. Yeah, it's insane. I'm over it. I'm ready for summer. How was your weekend?
Oh man, it's just raining here on the other side of the country for like
really?
two days in a row. So soggy.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
Wait, and it's humid there, right?
Yes, so it's gnarly. But one thing that happened though this morning, and I knew it last night, Coconut was making a random hammock, and of course it's right over the ventilation in her house, and I was like, dude, just gonna have a sack. And I woke up and
another sack,
yep, and her babies are still in there with her. Well, no, there's okay, two of them are that I couldn't get out, so they're in there for now. But
wow, I don't know if you saw, speaking of babies, for now, a second time, my two spiciest foods have eaten all of their babies.
Oh my god. Do you want me to send you a sack? I got them.
Plenty, thank you though. But yeah, I was really excited for Cuddles babies because she is probably one of the cutest spiders I've ever seen. She's also one of the spiciest spiders I've ever met. And the babies were like, you know, when they are about to like molt, and get the black, and the egg sac gets like very dark.
Mm-hmm.
That was the stage they were at.
And she ate them?
And she ate them. All of them. Not like a single one was left.
Have you, I know you said she's spicy, but have you ever tried to steal them away? Like, I've had to.
You know what? I should have, and I had been thinking in my head, like, it was just one of those things where, like, I was like, take the egg sac, like, just make sure you get it. And it was like, okay, I'll get it tomorrow. I'll get it tomorrow, you know.
She got hungry tomorrow. Or
yep. And she had food and everything. I don't get it. But
it's a terrible feeling, man. Like, I don't know, when I had to take Coconut's babies away, like, she just had a sack today. She doesn't need them in there with her. But, like, you just feel so terrible. And
yeah.
I don't know. And right now, Chelly, I didn't realize her babies were, like, escaping at all. So I have about 20 on my ceiling. I'm serious. I'm not even kidding. I have, if I count, it's at least 20, and I can't reach them, so.
Have you been putting little fruit flies up there for them?
In the ceiling? Yeah. No. No. But. No, she's currently in a butterfly net or, you know, enclosure with the rest of them, luckily. But I just lost a small handful. See what
they'll come back. They'll be wild ones, like little arrow.
Yeah, well, they always come down to see you. So I'm sure I'll get them one by one. I'm not worried about it. But well, let's not tell my boyfriend. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right? So, well, speaking of babies, we talked about this in a previous episode where I was like, I'm going to try aphids with babies because I think they might be easier than fruit flies.
Yeah.
The pepper plants, and I have a bunch, like, indoor pepper plants that just, it's a nightmare. I hate it. And hey, aphids. So I've been putting the baby aphids in the baby spider enclosure, and they are feasting. This is like the easiest thing ever. Don't have to add anything. The aphids just crawl on the wall and the baby spiders pick them off whenever they want them.
Oh my god, I want an aphid now.
Yeah, I'll send you some. But if you get aphid, so the thing about aphids is if you have any indoor plants, they will, it's just like once you have them, you can't get rid of them. But it's so easy. I love like this method. And then two, when they don't eat the aphids morph into little flying bugs.
Nah.
So then the little spiders get to eat the flying bugs. So it's like a win-win.
And then do they just die? I realized
aphids?
Yeah, they don't turn into a scary beetle. Just kidding.
No.
Sorry.
And the aphids too, they're so gross. They're born pregnant. So like,
I got that last time, that's weird.
They just reproduce like crazy. And I know like spiders in the wild love aphids. So yeah, it's a win-win. I finally, after years of battling aphids, found a purpose for them. They're not useless after all.
My question, I guess, is if you run out, how do you get more? Just go to plant store?
Honestly.
Give them some off the top.
I don't think I would ever run out of aphids. As long as there's a pepper plant growing in this house, the aphids will come.
Oh man, tulips popped up in our front yard.
Oh, nice.
Easy, we'll see. And also, it's the Philadelphia plant show right now, but I'm sure there's too many people. And since they moved all the plants in there, probably not any cool spiders on them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. But I was like, hey, free spiders. But maybe
right? But at least we're getting into spring when all the baby spiders are going to start coming.
Oh, yay. you mean outside.
Outside, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been spring for me inside for a long time. But how have you seen Urbosa? Has she come back? And for people who don't know, your spider got out.
Yep. I was doing bioactive homes and you kind of got to let them air out a little bit and forgot to close the door.
Oh.
Sweetie Cutie stayed there. She didn't move. Urbosa bounced, no surprise. And so, yeah, it's been a little bit. I feel like she's around somewhere. There's a lot of plants in our room, so there's that factor that she can be in any of the plants.
She will be. I bet she's in the little hammock somewhere.
Yeah.
Also,
she's not the friendliest, so it's like she's, I guess, doing her thing. Well, Mon Urbosa, if you hear me.
Dude,
yeah.
That's one thing though, cause it was your idea to talk about enclosures and it's pretty timely because, you know, a lot of people recently have been talking about their babies escaping, especially Zilla enclosures, because those are just packed full of nice holes.
Yeah, big hole.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how to kick this off, but.
Yeah,
it's important to talk about so people can skip the horrible feeling of losing a spider.
Yeah, because it happened to me. That was how when I first got her, I had no knowledge of like what to do. And I got her a Zilla enclosure thinking like, oh, a nice big house for the spider. It's quite opposite, actually. You know, you think you're getting your spider a nice big house. They don't want a big house when they're babies. They want a nice, tight, secure, small space. So when I first had Peach, she was I-5 or I-6. She escaped, lost her for a week. Then I found her. But then, you know, when I put her back in her home, she was refusing to eat. She started getting super thin, and I just, like, so thin. Yeah, I was like, why isn't she eating? Especially for a small spider, they eat a lot more than, you know, adults.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Started doing my research and I was like, oh my god, her home is too big. She's insecure in this big space and she's not able to hunt as good as she would in a smaller, more secure space.
Yeah.
The moment I moved her from the big Zilla to a very small, not very small, you know,
yeah,
the medium size enclosures that I have,
mm-hmm.
She instantly ate. Such a relief.
Yeah.
I was feeding her mealworms and fruit flies, and I think then I was trying little baby crickets. She did not like those.
I have never had them eat the pinheads, ever, ever.
Oh, really?
No.
I've had a few bigger ones eat them.
Huh. They're just like, ugh. When you open them, they're like,
they just everywhere. Smell so bad. I can't with the cricket smell. Like, I'll do any other bug, but no, cricket.
Oh, yeah, but that makes sense, though. Like, a really, really, really big enclosure, and then suddenly there's, like, a scary worm in it. She's like, no.
Yeah, and she's in this huge space, you know, and she, you know, even if they build a tiny little hammock in the corner, it's still just too much room for them. A good comparison is when you see like tarantulas, they're pretty big and their homes that they're in are pretty small, you know, for their size. It's like that for a reason, because they like that, you know, comforting space. They're solitary creatures, you know, they want to be protected. So yeah, that's why enclosure size is so important. I think like there's at least in our heads a misconception that bigger is better. And it's not, so it's so important, you know, when you have a baby spider, and I feel like a lot of people are getting baby spiders because they're captive bred, and you know, everyone kind of has their own little line, and I think that's so cute. Like, you know, you have all your babies, and
yeah. When you say babies, so like, what instar about do you mean as far as like when people are getting them?
I'm talking like I6, I7. I feel like that's a big size that people are getting. So that those spiders need to be at least till I12 in a smaller enclosure.
Yeah, well, you know, I6 and I7, if you had to, you could leave them in like the 5.5-ounce like deli cup still. I wouldn't ever for an I7 because that's huge, but
yeah,
or, you I6 know, huge
is small.
Yeah, so I6, that could be, you know, you could still have them in deli cups, but
yeah, and if you don't like the look of deli cups, spider stuff, because the small little cubes.
Yeah.
The cubes are great. Like I think they're 3 inches by 3 inches cubes. And, you know, when your baby's outgrown them, it's a great feeding cube. So instead of, you know, feeding your spider in the home, if they're picky eaters, like some of them are and don't hunt very well, you know, you can put them in this little cube with their roach or worm or whatever, and they can eat that way. And then you transfer them back to their home once they're done eating.
Yeah, always recommend doing the bitey stuff in a different setting. That way they don't, you know, spring back to life and chomp. But
yeah, because, you know, I'll do it both ways, you know, leaving the food in versus, you know, putting them in the feeding cube. And I do like the feeding cube better because, one, they eat in their little, you know, clean enclosure, small, so they can hunt easy. And then, you know, when they're done, you don't have to clean up anything in their home. It's just in that little box and you can just wash it out or whatever.
Yeah.
Dump the carcass out and then put your spider back. But saying that, like, doesn't mean that you should get your tiny spider a big enclosure and just feed it in a small enclosure. Like, they still need a small, secure living space.
That was a good point, actually. Dude, do you remember? I think it was one of our Instagram buddies. They had a half-eaten mealworm in their enclosure that still was able to pupate and turn into a beetle.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, and it killed their mantis.
Yeah, that is insane.
But yeah, it sounds like the, you know, it had started from the back, and so it still had its head, I guess. So it was still able to be a beetle. And she thought it was dead, so she just left it.
Wow. That's crazy. So there's my another, like, pro on a feeding cube.
Plus it's gnarly. But
yeah.
So, I don't know how many people listening to this, like, breed. But I guess if we start from the very beginning, do you do the, like, 32-ounce deli cups for your sacks and stuff like that?
So I've actually been using the spider stuff enclosure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they work great for little babies. I haven't seen any escape. The only thing is like they all go to the top and you just can't open the top lid, which is fine. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't open that lid anyways. But yeah, it works great for them. So it's easier than the deli cup because you don't have to like peel off that lid. You just slide the front door open, little mist, and you're done.
Nice. Yeah, I use the 32-ounce with the fabric lids.
Oh, nice.
At first, anyway, before, like, you have to separate them further. But for the fabric lids, you can just, like, poke one of the fabric dots with your finger, That you can stick condiment bottle nozzle through, like if you want to squirt some fruit flies in there.
Oh yeah.
And then I just cover it with a cotton ball or a cotton.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's been what I do. And then when I separate them, generally I do parfait cups without holes in the lids.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the taller ones. And yeah. And then from there, you know, what about you? Do you go?
And then you just squirt the little fruit flies in.
Yep.
I can't wait till you try the aphid method. I'm going to send you some. You're going to love it. I'm just going to send you an enclosure
full of aphids.
Aphids. And then all you have to do is put the babies in there.
Oh my God. Are they, what's the word? Like not from here? No, they're everywhere, right?
They're everywhere.
I was going to say.
Oh, I don't think there's, yeah, there's a place where they're not.
I was going to say, are they invasive species? I don't want you to get in trouble for.
Oh yeah, I wonder.
Or something.
Sending the aphid army to New Jersey. Feel my wrath.
Oh God, like that'd be like me sending you lantern flies.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I don't think they could survive here though.
Do you think I would get arrested?
I don't know.
Should we do it? No, I'm joking.
To pet a lantern fly.
You did?
No. You could send me a pet lantern fly.
Yeah, except it will have babies and then you guys will have no trees. And then I'll get arrested.
Yeah.
It'll be like
how. Well, no ground zero for lantern fly.
Well, it's got to be somewhere right here. Oh my gosh. One thing that I learned the hard way about is separating too early when it comes to slings. Like I know some people like to do that and. So I got 1 ounce deli cups, which are pretty adorable. I don't know what these are for. Maybe like giving Advil to a kid or something in a hospital. But I don't know. So I had some separate and those, and they seem to be doing fine. It's just like, my God, so much extra work that you don't need to do.
Oh, yeah, because... They help each other hunt a little bit, you know?
Yeah. They eat the same fly at the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of too, like, when you leave them, it's just like you're letting kind of nature run its course. When you're separating them, you're kind of, like, disturbing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not doing like, that ever again.
Yeah.
But you get to the point too though where they've been separate for so long, you're like, oh God, if I put them together, they're gonna be like, I'm gonna eat you.
Each other.
You know?
Which they probably would.
Yeah, it's interesting. But from there, usually I go to the 2 ounce, like the standard jello shot cups as Amazon calls them. And then from there 5.5 ounce cups if I have to. Yeah, but for me, like, I wouldn't recommend Azilla for anything but adults, basically.
Yep. Yeah, sub-adults, adults, anything under that is too small.
Yeah,
it's like people might think they're saving money by just jumping up and getting the big enclosure, but like, trust us, we've learned a lot throughout our time doing this, and the smaller, the better for the little babies. And when I say babies, I mean, whatever, up to sub-adults. So it's all babies in my head because they're tiny, you know. Once they get to sub-adult, they look like of ones you, you know, are commonly seeing. One other thing about enclosure, you know, size importance is, you know, if you have it too big, they're not going to get like the proper humidity too when you spritz them. So that's another reason why size is important. Oh yeah, another thing we should talk about too, like now that we're on the enclosure kick, is like decorating your enclosure.
Ooh.
I've seen a few enclosures recently that have like nothing in it. And it's important to, you know, give your spider some enrichment. I mean, you know, I don't think anyone would like just living in a bear house.
Yeah, I mean, they do make, you know, their hammock but they do deserve stuff too. I had somebody ask me the other day, like, do they ever use their hides? Like, and some of them do.
Some of them do.
Some of them don't, but they make their little hammock next to their hides usually. So it's kind of like anchor.
I've had a lot more boys than girls use the hides. I don't know if that's just my luck.
Yeah, I have the opposite.
Oh, that's so funny. And then they molt, a lot of them molt in the hides. And it's so cute because cool. They'll push it all out.
Mm-hmm. Or just leave it. Like my cricket, she left her legs in the doorway of hers. So it just looks like a sultry, like, girl's like, hey.
That's so funny.
It's hard to say, too, because you don't want it to be so jam-packed that, like, you know, they can't find their food ever or you can't see them.
But yeah.
It's hard to describe on the podcast, I suppose. Like,
yeah, you kind of need, like, a happy medium. And like, having stuff on the walls is important, you know, like, for traction, especially if you have, like, an older spoon. So that's always something to keep in mind, too, when you're decorating your homes. You do have an older one.
Yeah.
No, ooh, give them more stuff to climb on.
Yeah, and that's one thing. I don't clean up the webs. Nobody should clean up the webs.
Yeah.
Because that, especially as they get older, they won't be able to make web anymore. But also, like, if you have to, you know, rehome someone into an old enclosure, as yucky as that might sound, to me it's not that yucky, but they will use each other's old hammocks and, like, drag lines sometimes, so.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, so.
They all help each other.
I know. Little babies.
Yeah, do you have any other, like, enclosure tips that you've learned, you know, throughout the time that you've been doing this?
Dude, it's funny because it feels like me and you, like, we're, like, opposites, like, you know, like, I'm a musician and you're a visual artist, because, like, I suck at enclosures, and I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that.
But I don't, like, think you suck at enclosures.
No, I'm just really hard on myself, but I don't know, like, once I started, like, when I first began and I didn't use dirt or anything like that or substrate, you know, I would spend a ton of time, but now that I just use substrate and moss, like, you get used to just being able to, like, stick something in it.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's made me kind of lazy. I mean, not lazy as far as, like, providing enrichment, but just, like, planning. Because it's like, will this stand up in dirt? Yes. Okay, done. But, I don't know. And, like, whereas you, like, yours are, like, magical, I think, compared to mine. But
little fairy gardens was always my, like, inspo of doing these. And so, yeah, I love creating little escapes for Spideys.
Yeah, I did realize, though, when I went bioactive, I had no more mist molts, like, ever again. And
oh, that's good.
Yeah, and the humidity is really good. Yeah, I don't know if I've fully believe in the power of the cleanup crew as far as isoplats go, because I think my dudes just eat them.
Oh, yeah.
But,
you know, I've never...
One.
Sorry to interrupt. The mist molt thing, I've only had that happen in transit.
Oh. Hmm. That's...
I don't know why.
That's horrifying, poor little baby. Yeah.
I know.
For me, it was Shorty. Well, he didn't get stuck in it, but he just molted out of his hammock while hanging, and it was... Remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
And as far as mist molts, I think it's really tends to happen more when they're younger.
Which, yeah,
makes sense, because there's more of them, but yeah, they get stuck in their old leg, or, you know, or their legs.
So like weird. Spaghetti. Have you seen it where their head gets stuck?
Yeah, yeah, the top of the helmet.
Yeah, and it looks like their eyes, like, aren't even, like, straight yet, if that makes sense. Like, their heads are almost, like, in a V shape. It was very weird. That was when I got mailed to me, and it was like halfway out with its head like that.
Did it died?
Oh yeah, it was dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's sad when that happened. I know, right?
I would suck at it, dude. Right. Ooh. That actually, before Instagram decided to die today, which has actually been really nice, I gotta say. But I found a video of Beavis drinking water, and I wanted to post that. And one of the reasons I wanted to post that is, this is a public service announcement that I learned the hard way. The silk cocoons that people use as hides. Do you remember this, Lauren? I called you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So I'm sure people know the cocoons, but.
Yeah, I use the cocoons, but I glue the magnets.
So I got a bunch of the cocoon hides on Etsy, and they just came with magnets. That's it. They weren't attached or anything. So it was logic brain. So I put a magnet on the top, like inner top, and a magnet on the top. And yeah, one day I had a rogue magnet from the top of his enclosure kind of dislodge while my spider was in his cocoon hide, and it crushed his legs and cut them off.
Oh, he lost like two, right?
Yeah, he lost his middle two legs. But no, when he molted, his legs did grow back. They just weren't like as long as they used to be, and they were clear. And
really?
Yeah, and in the video I wanted to post today, you can see them and they look kind of creepy. But
so if you're going to use magnets on your enclosure, especially those little hides, like I always don't like when magnets touch spiders, so glue it on the hide and then do it that way. So no magnets are touching the spoods. You don't want a rogue magnet to just fly off and hurt anyone. So
I think I cried, didn't I?
Probably.
Well, yeah.
It's traumatizing.
I know. I really thought I killed him. I think the other thing that I've learned throughout this is to be really careful when misting, to not mist your decorations. Because that can weaken the glue over time, and then the next thing you know, bloop,
and it
falls out. So
you bring up a good point on just misting in general. Like, I think when people think to mist their spiders, they like go wild and completely mist the entire enclosure. And like,
wow.
PSA, the spiders drink the droplets that collect on the enclosure. So you don't need to miss the whole entire thing. They're going to, once they see a droplet, they only need a tiny bit of water. Like, think about how small they are. You don't need like a flood of water to drink. So you just need to spray a little bit on a clear side of the enclosure where there's no decor, and they'll go over there and drink the water droplets.
Man, I really need to post this video because that's exactly what he's doing in the video.
Is he? Oh.
Yeah, you can see the water droplet just get like slurped up, which is cute.
I love that. So yeah, when you're spraying your decor, they're not going to, you know, drink it. They're going to drink the droplets. So just keep that in mind when you're watering your spiders.
Yeah, and they're probably not going to, I would say stay away from watering the bottom too.
Yeah. Unless you have like a terrarium, you know, then you can water the bottom part.
But I did get a question. You kind of talked about this earlier, but they were asking what to do when their spider isn't eating, especially a younger one. And I guess what would you look for to figure out why
the spider isn't eating?
Yeah.
Well, for enclosure size, most important like factor. As long as you know you're spraying properly, like you can, you know, cross that factor out. And then I would try, if it's still not eating with enclosure smaller, maybe try different food. And then if it still isn't eating, I would try cutting the head off of a mealworm and then offering it to them. Sometimes they'll eat it.
But yeah, you can squeeze out the mealworm goo and kind of rub it on their shells.
Yeah, and they might get interested. And
I think we talked about this last time. Sorry, there's just so much that is the same, but sunshine and
yes,
and temperature, like if it's nice temperature,
yeah,
they tend to want to eat again. So
yeah, and they're like us. I think I said this last time, they need sunshine. So if I was the people to put them in some like indirect sunlight, obviously direct sunlight is too much.
Yeah.
But they love it. I mean, all mine, when they see the sunlight, you know, they all get super active and they're tilting their heads up. It's just the cutest thing. But yeah, do we want to do end with our spider fact?
Ooh, do you have one?
No, but I can get one.
Ooh. I have like a really short one of the study that I read in Brazil of jumping spiders, and they were just kind of looking to see like what the women thought were more attractive in males. And I thought this was interesting because unlike what they were guessing, they didn't really care how big he was or anything like that. So, because they were really counting on like them all to want the big males.
Oh yeah. And it really isn't size that matters.
No, and the most adorable part of this is that it said that it might come down to their individual personalities and social history.
I like that.
Yeah. So they found that if a girl mates with a larger male, she'll have more eggs and larger clutches. So theoretically, they should go for the big boys if they want more babies, but they don't always.
Oh, okay. So the bigger boys do have more baby-making stuff.
In their palps, on their palps, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's so cool. They're more like us than we think, I think.
I know. I liked how it mentioned their social history, too, because, you know, they admitted in the study, like, oh, you know, since these are wild caught, we don't know, like, maybe, you know, they got beat up by a large spider, and that's why they don't like the large spiders that they come across anymore. So,
wow, and they remember that.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Like,
yeah, they're so smart. Like, it's just amazing what tiny creatures like. Such tiny creatures, like the amazing things they can do and they know, and it's just insane.
Yeah. So that's my fun spider fact.
I love it.
Wish I could get paid to look at spiders. Oh, wait.
Hey, I mean, you kind of do.
What about you? Do you have anything that pops up?
No, not that I could think of, but I'll have a good one for next week. I'll think of one. And then also, if anyone has any, you know, stuff they want to talk about or hear spiders, you know, facts or
yeah,
any other info or questions, you know, please reach out to us.
Yeah,
on Instagram.
If you want to just send me a voice memo of your cool spider fact, I could always just play it too.
So, we'd love to hear from you guys. So message us.
Yeah, and have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Take
care. Bye.